Expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Project Censored. This broadcast is intended for educational purposes as part of our mission to promote critical media literacy, independent journalism, and civic engagement. We aim to foster thoughtful dialogue and encourage listeners to think critically about the information that they receive from all media sources. Project Censored is a 501c3 nonprofit organization and does not endorse or oppose any candidate for public office. We have a lot of tools, resources, and information over at our website. Again, that's projectcensored.org. Please also follow us on social media at Project Censored. As always, thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
About a criminal mind, political ties, habitual eyes, alibis, skies, another guy's democracy, politics, and the apocalypse. Got the skies looking ominous. So the ocean burn bright with waves full of poison. Genocide, wars, fall for little boys, and the weapons manufactured paid for by taxing all the bridges and the levees and the mines collapsing. All the prisons, build the capacity, citizens, and the times for the master thief. Combine and conquer, steal a masterpiece. Open your eyes and realize what's happening. Time's running out to reach all potential fame. At the table, then you're probably on the menu.
We got that love.
David Barsamian of Alternative Radio, and you're listening to KBOO Portland.
Do you love rock and roll? Then tune in to KBOO every Friday afternoon at 3 for the Roots of Rock and Roll. Join 45-year host Dale Farr, along with Mike Fisher and Dave Johnson, as they feature music from their collection of hits, near hits, and rare treasures from the first 70 years of rock and roll, only on your community radio station, KBOO Portland.
Tune in to KBOO on Saturday, October 18th from 12 to 5 for live coverage of No Kings demonstrations across the country, produced by Pacifica Radio and KBOO News. We'll hear on-the-ground updates from all over the U.S. and here in Portland. That's live coverage of nationwide No Kings demonstrations on October 18th from 12 to 5 on your community radio connection, KBOO Portland.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised.
You're listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. The time is 9:02 a.m. Next up is a veteran's voice.
Portland calling. Sisters and brothers, welcome to Veterans Voice Radio Show on KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland, 104.3 FM in Corvallis, and 91.9 FM Hood River, or on the World Wide Web at KBOO.FM. And while you're at KBOO.FM, go up and hit the donate button and keep us on the air. We did so well on our last drive, but we need to keep going on our radio station because of important things happening in the world that we are part of. I'm Marvin, and Ty is engineering. We're having a little trouble with the music I was going to start. He's checking out, see if he can find it. If he finds it. There we go. There we go.
They call it hate, 'cause they're afraid of the people they betrayed. We march with hearts that still believe in the promises they now unweave. They wave the flag and twist the truth, sell our future, steal our youth. But the streets now hum with liberty's song, for we've been quiet way too long.
We descend
for the dream they sold and broke, for every word the liars spoke.
We descend
for the truth they twist and bend. We won't let the story end.
We descend
for the love of this land, not their greed, not their command.
We descend
'cause freedom's not their toy, and we won't let them destroy. Strings. They say be silent, stay in line, while they rob the public blind. But courage don't come from a throne, it lives in voices not their own. The power's ours, it always was, and we'll rise again, because we descend for the flag they claim to own, for the truth that we've outgrown.
We descend
for the rights they try to kill, for the fire that burns. They can smear, they can sneer, but the people persevere. Every chant, every sign is America in its prime. From Selma to Stonewall to today, our descent is the American way.
We descend
for the light they dim with lies, for the hope they demonize.
We descend
for the heart of the free, for what it means to we the people, not
we
me.
Descend.
We stand, we shout, we pray, till justice has its day. We descend, and we will not relent, 'cause loving freedom means we descend. 'Cause loving freedom means we descend. 'Cause loving America means we descend.
I'm Marvin, and Ty is engineering for us, and I'm glad he got that song up and playing, because it is what we all believe. We descend for what's going on right now. And tomorrow, October 18th, it's a No Kings rally, and people will be down at, I believe it's at the waterfront again, as usual. So people will be down at the waterfront. And I want to say hello to my friend Gary and Darla back in Nebraska, Kathy and Aloha, Mitty and her wonderful grandchildren, and my buddy Jim at Gresham. Jim, when I'm ranting, I'll text Jim and I'll be ranting about something, and he always answers me. And sometimes the other day he says, "You're preaching to the choir." So I thought that was pretty cool. What's happening in Gaza is, it's not over. It's not over. The people of Gaza are not free. The people of Gaza can't make their own decisions, because the Zionist government of Israel is still controlling their movements. How much food gets into the country, the water supply, the medicines, everything. They control, they're still controlling it. The people of Gaza have a right as human beings to govern themselves. My friend is still in the West Bank, and I worry about her every day. I go on to the news and see if there's anything, any information about what's going on in the West Bank, and there always is, and I always really worry about her when I hear about the settlers going into villages and just raising havoc. I worry about her, and I'll be glad when she's home, but I'm also very proud of her for what she's doing. This peace deal that Trump came up with just isn't really doing anything for the Palestinians, for the people in Gaza. They're not making their own decisions. You know, Trump is going to be the head of this thing, you know? It's got to be Gazans. It's got to be Palestinians. It's got to be the people from the West Bank making their own decisions on their own life. They need to have their borders open so they can get food and everything they need in and to rebuild the country. They need to get all of the people in the Israeli prisons out and not have some held back. And the U.S. isn't helping the Palestinians get their people back. They've been fighting this war since 1948. It didn't start on October 7th. The people of Palestine have a right to their own governance. I worry about the children of Gaza. Whenever I see what's happening to the children of Gaza, it makes me think right back to Vietnam and seeing all those children. What happened to them who had to grow up without their moms or their dads or their brothers or their sisters. And that's what's happening to Gaza right now. So many children have been killed. So many children have been maimed. Lost their legs, lost their arms. Their mental health is going to definitely need help to rebuild that country. It is a country, no matter what Israel says. Palestine is a country. Today at noon, I'm going to go up to Pioneer Courthouse Square and be with friends up there, that Jewish and Palestinian Association rally every Friday up there at noon. I want to go back up there. I didn't get to go last week, and I didn't get to go Sunday to the rally out at Southeast 12th and Hawthorne, but you know, it's not over. It's not over with Palestine. We have to keep the pressure on this government. I don't know who's telling Trump what to do. He can barely put a whole sentence together. I don't know. I watch the people at these rallies, and I see the dedication in their eyes, and they show up and they keep working. When David Rovick, the singer, is in town, he's there Sundays and singing his wonderful songs. If you haven't heard David, you know, you can go on YouTube and put in David Rovick, and you can hear some of his songs. They're very political and they're very right to the point. And like I said, if David's in town, he'll be there singing. And that rally also starts Sunday at noon. A couple of weeks ago, I went to a rally up at the courthouse, City Hall, and it was a veterans rally, and it was really good to see so many veterans up there. Mitch Green, a city council member, was there, and Michael Preisner was there, and some others were there, and it was really, really, really well attended. And I stood there and I looked at all the veterans there, you know, women and men, so dedicated, veterans against fascism. And hearing the people talk, I wish that more women would have been able to speak. And but they didn't. There wasn't a whole lot of time. It didn't last that long, but it was pretty good. And it was a good cross section of people too. What was really good. I was standing next to a woman. I believe she had been in the Air Force. And we talked for some time. And I wish more of the veterans would go down to the ice, where the ice building is, because I go down there too, and I have my signs. I have different signs that says, "This Vietnam vet says due process now," and I have one that says, "This Vietnam veteran says you decide freedom or fascism," and I. Trying to remember what the other one says, but I'll hold that sign up, and sometimes I'll wear my Vietnam hat. It says Vietnam on it sometimes, men and women will come up and they'll stand by and they'll say, "Well, I'm a Vietnam vet." So Vietnam vets are down there, and there's a lot of other vets. Gulf War vets are there, peacetime vets are down there. So, but we need more and more people to come down there, more veterans to make the... People are always telling me, "Thanks for being there. Thanks for being there." The one thing that really bothers me is when these... I call them goons. when the gate opens of the ICE compound, prison compound, opens, and they come out in their formation... And they'll be wearing all their camouflage stuff, and they'll have helmets on, and they'll be carrying these pepper ball guns that they shoot at us down there. They also have sidearms; they're carrying pistols, and one of them carries a fully automatic rifle with the magazine in it, and. His fingers on that trigger too, and I always think, boy, just one miss, and it's gonna be a horrible situation. And they'll come out and they'll be pushing people around. I've seen them just go after people that really haven't done anything but standing there with their signs. With their signs. And I was standing there, I know, a couple weeks ago, I was standing with my sign, and just standing there, and they came out of the their prison camp there and pushing people back, and so I'm just falling back with everybody else. I came, my heels and my boots came up against the curb of the sidewalk, and one of them just hit me in the chest and shoved me down. And I hit my lower back on the curb and then went down farther. And then people kind of surrounded me and helped me get back up. And when I got back up, I was really mad, but I controlled myself. I did confront the guy that did push me, but I didn't fall for their bait to get physical. That's what they want you to do. They want you to get physical and angry. They want a situation, but people aren't falling for it. You know, people aren't falling for it, but they're still arresting people. Before I fell, I'm going to be 77 this coming week, but before me, I think a couple hours before me, I believe it happened on the same day, there was an 80-year-old Vietnam veteran who used a walker, and his wife was with him, and the goons came out of their prison camp and started just going after people, and they knocked this guy down and knocked his wife down, and she had a big cut on the side of her head. And then I think it was a pepper ball, or it could have been tear gas that they threw, and it went under him. I don't remember for sure. But also, they do fire those pepper balls down there, and they have hit people with those pepper balls. There was one veteran was just standing there. The goons were out of their prison camp, and as they came out, everybody's, you know, got back, and this guy was just standing there. He was confronting them, and I saw somebody push this kid from the back, and he went through their line, and they arrested him. Somebody pushed that kid into those goons and through their line, and they did arrest him. What we've seen them do also when they have somebody down, it's usually two or three people on top of one person, and what they'll do is they'll get their tear gas canister that they carry on their belt, I think, and they'll spray it right into the face of the person they have on the ground, and then they'll pick them up sometimes by their legs and arms and carry them into the prison camp down there. I've seen that. I've seen that happen. And I've seen this a couple times, where when somebody's down on the ground and they're on top of them, I've seen them take their phones off of them and put it in their pocket so they can take it inside and try to get into their phones. I'm almost positive that's what they're doing. But these folks aren't doing nobody's throwing anything at them. They're just hollering at them, you know. One time, when a few weeks back, when Christy Nome came into town, and there was nothing happening down there. I was down there too. And people were down there I don't know if the frogs were down there, people in frog costumes and stuff, but there's people down there in these wonderful costumes and dancing around, and people playing music and have, you know, just protesting that way. And down there also are antagonists from MAGA are down there trying to get people to get in arguments with them, and so they can film them and put it on their podcast and get money for it. That's the reason they're down there. They're down there all the time, and some of them have gotten arrested, but they don't seem to get charged. We were down there when this Christy Nome was down there, and she was up on the roof of the prison camp down there, looking around, and there was nothing going on. And right after she left from the top there, then there was a MAGA lady down there, this blonde, Katie, I think her name is. But she's in there in the compound. MAGA people were up on the roof. So we know where they stand. That's pretty horrible. Also, when the I was last Sunday, I think it was Sunday, the nude bicyclers were there, and that was really good that they came, And also the animals were there in their costumes and everything, you know, and the frogs, everybody. And also a band came through, was there playing. I think they were dressed as bananas. And they were there playing. And the ICE arrested one of the musicians, knocked her to the ground, and took her into the compound. And she was playing her instrument, you know? And they arrested her. What was made me so angry about that was that they didn't take her to Multnomah County Jail or whatever. They took her up into Vancouver. They took her to Vancouver Jail. They don't... Homeland Security will not answer any questions. If you ask them any questions, like the guy asked where his wife was, you know? And why in the world would they knock her down? I saw knock a young woman, a veteran. I think she was from a Gulf War veteran. I don't remember. But they knocked her down from the back. She was standing there, and they just knocked her down and arrested her, took her into their prison camp. And what's getting even more scary down there is that what happened was the goons were out. There was a car came to go into their compound, and one of the goons pulled his pistol and pointed it at the car. And the captain or whoever it was pushed it down. But he pulled that weapon out real fast. He pulled that out. That's just that. And another thing, another vet, I had talked to him before, he got knocked down and taken into the prison camp, and they hurt his shoulder. I believe it was his shoulder they hurt. And so they called the ambulance to go get him and take him up there. And the goons threatened to shoot the driver of the ambulance and wouldn't let him out. Threatened to shoot the ambulance driver. Finally, they got out of there. But they're getting pretty handsy with their weapons, you know? I worry when they, you know, the National Guard, the court system has pretty much kept them out of the streets, which they should keep them out of the streets, because there's no reason to have them in the streets of Portland or back in Chicago either. When I think of the National Guard being there, I don't know if they're going to carry weapons or not, but when I think about it, I think about my buddy Joe Lewis. Joe Lewis was a student at Kent State. We had him on this show, oh man, I don't know how many years ago, 25 years ago maybe. I think of Joe Lewis when they shot him as an 18-year-old kid at Kent State, Ohio. They shot him in the belly area, in the hip area, and they shot him in the ankle. I've texted Joe back and forth quite a bit because he is my friend. And I know how he feels about them bringing in the National Guard coming into our city. This is our city. We don't want the National Guard in here doing what they did to Kent State. Jackson State. I think at Jackson State it was the state police that shot those students. I'm not sure. I think they were. But Ty, you wanna get that other song set up in 2 minutes? We'll go ahead and play that in 2 minutes. This Dick song, you know, I'm gonna get into more about what's going on with this fascist government. This song that I'm going to play, it's called F Word, and F Word is fascism. And this is a song about fascism. And it's very fitting. Ty, you want to go ahead and get it going? Here we go.
They wrap it in a flag, they shout it in the street. Promise you the moon while they're shackling your feet. Strong man strut with a golden crown of lies. That's not democracy, that's how freedom dies. Patriot Lord, the F word, don't let it take control. If Trump gets his way, he's selling out your soul. Enemies of truth, they silence every voice. It's fascism rising, don't you let it win. It's the F word, dangerous and loud. Democracy is gasping underneath the crowd. The F word, we've seen this show before. Fists in the air. Let the truth ignite. The people still have power when we stand and fight. No fascist future, no dictator's dream. We're the wall of resistance, we're democracy's team. In the game, the F word, we're calling out the crime. We fight back together, one day at a time. We've seen the book, we know the plot. A fascist future is all they've got, but people power. Darkness with our light.
Okay, that's a very. I've my brother down on the coast turned me on to that song. Well, in fact, he turned me on to both of the songs that I've Ty's played today. We Dissent and the F word, fascism. I'm so proud of the young folks I've seen at these rallies. The young folks down at the ICE building, Immigration, Customs, and Enforcement. And down there, there's just not Homeland Security down there. It's Border Patrol, CERT, and these other ones. I don't even know who they are. But they're all down there for our city. And people are standing up. They're standing up, and we have to stand up because we do not want what Trump's selling. It's not just Trump. It's everybody down there that's doing this. I mean, everybody in that whole regime. Stephen Miller, the whole bunch. Is telling Trump what to do. And when Kristi Noem was down there, there was nothing. You know, our mayor was there, the chief of police, I believe. They were all there, and they'd had meetings with her. The governor was there and telling her, you know, what was going on. And they wanted, you know what they wanted to do? The Kristi Noem and those people wanted to have these free speech zones. And free speech zones, they want them far away from where their buildings are. And our city and our city and our governor said, no, we're not going to have one. We're not going to have one. And they told her that the city's not on fire at all. And so that night, I listened to watching the news, because it's all a bunch of nothing. They just lie. And she was saying about Portland, things that just wasn't true. Just was not true. But, you know, that's what they're doing. They're lying. They're lying. I want to get back to... due process. I carry a copy of the Constitution with me all the time, and I got that from a friend, Rico, who was part of the group that we hung around, and he always carried a copy of the Constitution, so that I carry a copy of the Constitution. And I tell these goons, you know, they're probably not listening, but I talk to them about anybody in the world who comes and they step on American soil, of course, that was stolen from our First Nations people, that they are under our laws. They're under our laws. That you know, they get everything through that we have in the Constitution. They get that, and one thing they get is due process. When they come and kidnap those people off the streets, they don't have any due process. They just take them, and that's a real problem with me. We have to really stand up. We have to stand up. We can't just let them get away with that. We can't. I was listening to a broadcast. I watch free TV, free speech TV, and I watch all those shows on that usually, and I also watch Al Jazeera. English. I listen to them. So they really tell you more about what's going on. But the one thing that I listened to, and it just made me, you know, angry again, was what Trump is doing to Venezuela. The people of Venezuela, what they're doing. They're saying that these boats that they're attacking and killing the people in the boats, you know, they're drug boats. But how do we know they're drug boats? Where does the United States get the right to just take somebody's life like they do. They blow up these boats. They don't know what's going on. And what gives them the right to do that? What gives them the right to do that? If they think they're drug boats or whatever, why don't they just... Well, if they're on the high sea, that's piracy. Yeah. And if they're in Venezuelan waters, that's a war crime to do that. So I don't... I'm hearing two things. Ty's on the phone. Oh, he's done now. I can take these off. So that they're doing that's murder. They're murdering those people. They're murdering those people in those boats. And they're getting away with it. Already, the commander of that area, I don't know why, he's an admiral, I think, he's retiring at the end of the year because he doesn't, you know, because what Trump is doing. What he's doing. That's why we have to stand up. We have to put our lives on the line for our brothers and sisters that are being killed by our military, by our government. We have to take a stand. We can't let this let them get away with that. That's why this, I believe that No Kings Tomorrow is so, so very important. That they'll have across the country, I hope there's millions and millions of people in the streets saying just exactly what that song said about stopping fascism. Because that's exactly what Trump is. He's a fascist. He's a authoritarian. He doesn't want freedom of speech. He just wants everybody to go and do exactly what they want. He wants to get the government down to nothing that's easy to control. I hope that all these generals and admirals that they called in, him and Hegseth, the Department of Defense, called in and browbeat these generals who some of them been in the military 25, 30 years and have been in combat roles, and they're telling them, these guys, how to act. How to act. I don't believe, from what I've read and heard from these ex-retired generals and colonels and everything, that Trump's a problem. That he's a problem. He's going to get us in a shooting war. And that's not... I go back and I think about him sending other people into harm's way in the military, into harm's way. Not just the military, but he has other, you know, like the CIA and all those other three-lettered things. Sends them into harm's way when he doesn't go into harm's way. He had his chance to go into harm's way with the rest of us in Vietnam. Not all of us wanted to go to Vietnam, but we didn't know we could say no. He got, I don't know what, 3-4 deferments. And then he came up with heel spurs. So he didn't have to go. But now he's telling other people to go into harm's way. I've said this so many times before to all my friends listening that I don't blame anybody that didn't go to Vietnam or didn't join the military. What I have a problem with is these people who didn't go, had the chance to go, but now are sending others to war or into danger. Those are the ones I have a real problem with. Is those people. And that's why I'm going to be out there tomorrow on the 18th. That's why I'm going to be at rallies for Palestine. That's why I'm going to do as much talking and writing as I can possibly do. Because it's so important. It's so important. Why could it? They closed this government down. I have a friend, she works for the state, and my cat ran away, and I texted her to see if she had seen my cat. But, you know, she said that I don't want to even get into that. She's my friend, and I don't want to get into that. Because with this turning down, that a lot of people are going to lose the only way they can get food, the only way they can get medicine. He cut in that budget, but he found the money to pay the active duty military. But you can't pay for health care for people, for children, for old people. But they can find money to keep the military going and pay their paychecks. You know what he's doing? I read about it yesterday. Oh, no, my brother turned me on to this, too, my brother over on the coast. He said that today and tomorrow that there's going to be a parade, something down at Camp Pendleton in Southern California, which is a Marine Corps base, that they're going to fire missiles off of ships off the coast into Camp Pendleton. If you've ever been down to Southern California, I-5 runs right by there. So they're going to fire missiles over I-5, over the railroad tracks, into Camp Pendleton. Especially tomorrow. They do not like that there's going to be these huge No King rallies. They don't like it at all. But that's our right to do, and we're going to do it. I hope, you know, all the rallies I've gone to, the Veterans Rally was great. The rallies of 50501 or I can't remember that other group, Indivisible, I think. I really like the speakers, but I hope that they have different speakers this time. I mean, what the other speaker said, was very good and right to the point. They did great. But I want to hear other people speak about what this is happening to them and how it's going to affect their lives and how we're going to stop this thing from continuing to grow. We got to do it. We have to do it. Here's another song that my brother told me about. It's said, I'm proud to be Antifa, and what they're singing about is a girl singing about her grandfather that had been in World War II and fought the Nazis. My dad fought in World War II, and five of my uncles fought in World War II. My dad was anti-fascist to the core. When he came back from World War II, all my uncles were the same way. All of them had been into the army, except one who had been on a ship in the Pacific that was hit by the kamikaze pilots. But they were all anti-fascists when they came home. And that war affected each and every one of them. When I was a kid, I didn't realize what was going on with them, but, you know, finally, when it happened to me, I understood why my dad was acting the way he was. My dad was very mellow, very nice. He was really nice. My dad was a nice person. And I think that what happened to him during the war, he was an infantryman, and I know what happened to him during the war just made him believe what he lived the rest of his life. And I, you know, my dad was a good father. My dad was a great father. I watch what's going on in Illinois, in Chicago, outside of Chicago, at their ICE facility. And it seems like those goons are more violent than our goons, our goons that we have here. I mean, they're out in the streets, they're arresting people, they're beating up people, they're hurting people, not just by beating them up, you know. They're hurting children, they're going into houses, apartment buildings. Who are these people? Who are they? How can they go around with masks on, stopping cars and dragging people out of cars and hurting people? And we have to just take it? We have to just take it? You know, we can't fall for what they're trying to get us to do. They're looking for something so they can really come down hard on us. And I just hope that we can do it. We can get rid of them without getting a bunch of us hurt. And I think if we really do this right, if we really do it right, we can do that. You know, we have to start thinking ahead about what we want for our country. We cannot allow anybody to dictate to us what kind of country we want. We can work that out within ourselves. I don't want somebody who, you know, comes up and says, well, here's what this and this and this and this. I don't want that. I want somebody who was there, who was actually in the streets. That's who I want to talk to. I want to talk to my brothers and sisters from the First Nations. I want to talk to my sister and brothers from the African American communities. I want to talk to my brothers and sisters from the Hispanic communities, what they want, how we can build a country that's a lot better and fair and equal than we have now. That's what I want. And I think we can do it. I really do. I think we can do it. I think about the readings I've done, Noam Chomsky, Howard Zinn, and just different people talking about Howard Zinn was such a wonderful guy. You know, he was a veteran, World War II veteran. But the ideas that all these people have, Parenti has, wonderful, wonderful writers, wonderful thinkers. But we do need to start thinking about what kind of government we want, because we do not want what they're trying to feed us right now. I saw when I was coming here this morning, I came down front, and then I make a turn to go over the Burnside Bridge, and there was these posters on this wall that says, don't obey. Don't obey. I thought, that's pretty good. That's a way. I remember during the Vietnam protests, the people were putting posters up, anti-war posters, all over cities. All over cities. That's a way. You know that a lot of people are not going to join the movement, but they support us. They support us. But it happens in every time something like this happens. There's a huge part of the population that will support us, but they won't go out and do something. And I think that's going to happen. And I think that we can recruit people and just tell them, you know, what's going on, and they'll listen. They'll listen to us. You know, we have so many supporters, but we cannot not stand up to this guy. We have to stand up to this guy. I don't want my grandchildren to live under fascism, totalitarianism, authoritarian. I don't want my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren. I don't want your family to have to live under fascism. We'll take a stand, and we're going to take a stand. I just wonder. I just wonder what is in the minds of these people. Why do they think that they can do this to us? Why do people have to work for the government and not get paid? But they found money to pay the military. We are lucky to have a governor like we have, who's standing up for us. Who's really standing up for us. And Merkley, Senator Merkley, is another one who's standing up for us. He'll answer, you know, if you have something you want to say to him, you know, he'll answer. You can tell by the way he talks and the things he comes up with that he definitely does not like this, what's going on. He doesn't. You know, I think that I want to, Ty, I'm going to close out, but I want to play that We Dissent again, full through. We'll be back on November 21st at 9 a.m., and there it is. I want people to hear this song again for tomorrow.
They call it hate because they're afraid of the people they betrayed. We march with hearts that still believe in the promises they now unweave. They wave the flag and twist the truth, sell our future, steal our youth. But the streets now hum with liberty's song, for we've been quiet way too long.
We dissent
for the dream they sold and broke, for every word the liars spoke.
We dissent
for the truth they twist and bend. We won't let the story end.
We dissent
for the love of this land, not their greed, not their command.
We dissent
'cause freedom's not their toy, and we won't let them destroy. They say be silent, stay in line, while they rob the public blind. But courage don't come from a throne, it lives in voices not their own. The power's ours, it always was, and
can sneer, but the people persevere. Every chant, every sign is America in its prime. From Selma to Stonewall to today, our descent is the American way. For the light they dim with lies, for the hope they demonize, we descend. For the heart of the free, for what it means to we the people, not we me. Descend. We stand, we shout, we pray, till justice has its day. We descend, and we will not relent, 'cause loving freedom means we descend. 'Cause loving freedom means we descend. 'Cause loving America means we descend.
You're listening to KBOO Portland.
This is Sea Change Radio, covering the shift to sustainability. I'm Alex Wise.